Blog Talk Radio.
Conference that's going to be next week. I have been traveling. I did my Reno retreat earlier this month, which went really, really well. Did my Women of Influence Vegas event, which also went really well. So lots of events that are happening, and I'm just so excited to be working with so many speakers. Speaking of which, my next my guest for today is Annika Sorensen. She's calling all the way from Sweden, and Annika and I have worked together. She's spoken at a number of my events over the past few months, and I'm really, really happy to welcome her to the show. And I believe she's on the line, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just click this button. My computer is working really slowly. Good morning or good evening, Annika. Are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you. Thank you very much.
And thanks so much for calling in. So thanks so much for calling in. I know it's 8 p.m. where you are. I appreciate you staying up late enough to do this, so I appreciate it. Here's how it works. I'm going to mute myself, and on the coaching hour, you have a half an hour to teach what you know. You can make an offer, and then we're going to go to commercial, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to do maybe 15 minutes of Q&A. So I'm going to mute myself. You have a half an hour. Teach us what you know, okay?
Thank you very much. Good. Do you feel stressed sometimes, maybe even most of the time? Would you like a few tips on that, what that is all about and what you can do about it? Then just hang on and listen. I'm Dr. Annika Sorensen. I'm a medical doctor, family practitioner from Sweden. I've been working in the Swedish healthcare system for about 30 years now, and I've seen stress from all angles. I'm now also the founder of Ask Dr. Annika, that helps stressed out lady leaders around the world with stress management. I love working with lady leaders because they are so squeezed in their job. Well, that's not why I love them, but they are really squeezed in their job between their work group, their boss, and their family. So many of these women are so-called good girls, or at least that's what we call them in Sweden, or us. I would think that I fall into this category myself. And the so-called good girls, they have a tendency to never say no when they're asked for to help. And they get more and more squeezed, and finally they get into burnout. And that's not where we want people to go, right? So the good thing with focusing on helping this group of people is that you, if you help one person, it will help so many others. I love that thinking that you can help one and you help so many others. Because as I said before, these lady leaders, they are good at helping others. And if they learn good things, these things will dribble down in their organization and to their family. It's a real win-win. Now let me tell you about the time when I became an expert on stress, really not on purpose. I was 34 years old. I was just getting out of medical school, taking the last exam, when two big tragedies literally fell over me within a week's time. First, my brother, who was diagnosed he was mentally ill. He committed suicide, and 1 week later, our first child, who was diagnosed with a severe genetic disease, and she looked totally normal on the outside, but she was a mess on the inside. She died only 10 weeks old. And I, who was at the threshold of stepping out to do wonders in the medical field, I was so longing for it. I just fell apart totally and was at rock bottom, only wanting to escape this world. But with good help and support, I managed to climb up into the real life again. So when I slowly but surely, some months later, could take up my career again as a young doctor, I soon realized, when I saw all the others who were affected with stressful things or had way too much to do, that they had a hard time to get out of it. They didn't know what to do. And I felt this calling to help people overcome their stress and all that comes in that package. I could see it was possible. I was a living example of that. But it would take me another 20 or so years of continuous work as a doctor until I fully went out on that path for stress work. Of course, I was helping people with stress and also with all the other health issues in the time in the traditional healthcare clinic. But in a traditional healthcare clinic in Sweden, you're not really supposed to do healthcare work, you do sick care work. And during these 3 years, I also gave birth to three more beautiful girls who today are beautiful, young, and healthy adults. So I had my good share of kids too. But it was when everything just got too much for me, the work and the family, and I was totally trapped in the hamster wheel and I was about to hit the burnout wall, then I remembered there is a way out. I had done it once before. It is possible. And that's where my journey with Ask Dr. Annika begins. And that's what I want to tell you about, what I saw when I took the deep dive into my experiences to see what saved me. I want to share that with you today. I found out that you need two different set of skills and knowledge. It's not just one thing. You need to do two different things. The first one is that you need to have tools for the moment of stress, like taking a painkiller for headache. And that won't make you stress-free in the long run. It's just for the moment. It's the painkiller. But you need to have that because stress is going to come up on you whether you have worked with it or not, because stress is part of life. It's not all the things that you do. It's part of life. So you need to have those little painkillers, so to speak. And the other thing you need to do, the other skill set you need to have, is to make changes in your life, changes that will help you stay out of the stress long term so that these things or situations don't happen again. And this is the part of the work where you might need a helping hand, someone to help you see, to see your needs and to hold your hand along the road, because it's hard and deep work. And if we go back to the first set of skills that you need, the so-called painkiller, that's what most people teach when they talk about stress management. And I call that quick fixes. And many are good for the, they're good for the moment, but they will never help you out of the rat race, because the cause that makes you come to that stressed out point, it will still be there. And many of these cost money, and I see no reason to pay for things that you carry along in your body for free. And you do need them, like I said before, because for the moment you need to have something that can help you here and now when it comes creeping up. And you have to practice these things because, so that they come automatically, because that's going to help you so much, much more. And I want to give you three tips right now on what you can do when you feel the stress coming creeping up on your back. The first one is something that I think you probably heard of before. It's taking a deep breath. It's as simple as that, because that's that way your brain will have a few seconds relief, because you can only think of one thing at a time. And if you think of your breathing, then you cannot think of your problem. And also you're going to get some fresh air and new oxygen for your problem. So take a deep breath. Or the second one, that's also a very simple, common thing, and that is to walk around your desk, because physical movement eats stress hormones. So if you want to feed your you're stressed with something, you can feed your muscles with something, it's your stress hormone. So start moving around. It can be just standing up, or it can be walking around, go around your desk, go down the corridor, go get a paper in the printer. Just move a little. That's the second thing. The third thing is actually go do whatever. Just do something different than the problem that's causing your stress. Anything would actually do, because what these things are doing, or they helping you with, is to have your brain rest for a few seconds. That's all there is. You need to have your brain rest for a few seconds. Let me tell you about Amanda, one of my clients. She's a middle manager in a bank, and she immediately liked the idea of to do whatever she wanted. And she chose to look at a photo of her three children. And I think that was so brilliant, because it gave her two things. Her brain rested, and she was reminded of why she was doing her work to provide for her loved ones. I think it's really brilliant. And that was, it's so easy. It doesn't cost a thing, and it's so effective. And she actually had a colleague who at first complained about her so-called doing private work. But I came to the workplace and explained the idea, and all the other seven middle managers in her group took up similar things, and they all testified afterwards that this was a great thing to relax in the moment, and the efficiency at the workplace increased. And also the tone between everyone got friendlier as a side effect, because they kind of started talking about being stressed out or having problems or whatever. You know, when you see the other people, you get a friendlier tone. So that's the first skill set. You need to do something for the moment. And it can be other things too, but I'm talking about taking a deep breath, walking around your desk or somewhere, or do something else, like looking at a photo of your kids or whatever. And the second set of skills takes a lot more work, because this is where the groundbreaking work or changes. If you want something different from what you always had, from the different from that stressful situation that always comes up, you need to do things differently, right? Everyone knows that, but it's so hard to get into it. And I see this changing work that contains of three different parts. There are three things that you kind of have to get on track to do these changes. And the first one is that you have to understand you need to do changes to set your mindset for change. And this is personal work. It's deep work. Understanding there are no quick fixes for this. The quick fixes is just for the moment. And understanding that this journey is your journey. It's not your friend's journey. They have their own routes to go. And I think Amanda's story that I just told you about is a good example of mindset work. Amanda got it at once because she just saw the good thing with having something like her kids to see that she was working for them and that she wanted to do changes for them. But her colleagues had a much harder time to see the benefits. So it takes work to work with this, and this is just the first step to want to do it. Sometimes you can work a long time with this and you still have problems really doing it because we're so set to do the same thing that we always have. The second part of this is that you have to get the energy to make changes. Because it costs energy to do changes. It's much less, it takes much less energy to do things the same way as you always done than to do the changes, than to do it in a different way. So when you are stressed out inside the hamster wheel, it's very hard to get off it because of the lack of energy and time. And like I said, it's so much easier and it takes so much less time to do it again and again as you are used to, because you know the result and you know what you get. So, and making changes, you don't really know the result and you don't really know what you get. You want something different, but you are not really sure that you will get something different when you look deep down on it. So you need to get the energy to do the changes you need to do. And energy is nothing that you can buy or get from others. You have to generate it yourself. And how do you generate energy when you're stressed out? By taking good care of yourself. That's how it is. My client Sarah is a good example of this. She was so tired when we first met. And looking at her routines, or rather lack of routines, around her eating, it could more than well explain her situation. So we made her a food clock, setting her alarm in the phone for regular eating hours. And she got a workbook about food so that she could find good, nutritious food to know what she was supposed to eat. Because there were so many of these so-called nutrition bars that she kept eating, and they are mostly sugar, and that's not what she wanted. And 4 weeks later, she was as good as new. She had energy, she was happy, and she was so much more relaxed. And she was happy to have me by her side. She called me her gold. And 4 weeks is a good time to set for changes, because in 4 weeks, you will see a difference. If you just say 1 week, it's too short for this kind of changes, at least. So if you change your mindset and then all these energy things will become fun too, and you see them as helpers, because doing the new things might be boring or feel scary. But if you, in your brain, tell your brain that this is fun, then you can... then they can be helpers, and you will feel so much better, and you will get more energy, and you'd be more living. And I've had many clients like Sarah starting to change to better habits, getting energy, and after a month, everyone is overjoyed how much better they feel. So these two first steps are all about you. They have nothing to do with life around you or all the things that you think stresses you out. It's your brain and it's your body. And you need to take care of those two first before we look at the things that most people talk about, all the things that we need to do. So when you have come to insight and changed your mindset and started to generate energy by taking good care of your physical self, then you can start dealing with this life around you. And there might be one or more things that you want to change around you to stop running into stress all the time. I call this to take a virtual helicopter view over your life when you do this. And it can be about everything in life. And I personally divide it into 6 different areas, but it can be done in many other ways. I talk about job, have it or don't have it. I talk about money, have it or not having it. Because you have problems whether you have money or you don't have money. Because money is so often an issue for anybody. I talk about free time, if you have any or if you don't have any. Talk about network, you know, colleagues and people in your surroundings, and then I talk about the close family, intimacy, and then the sixth is I talk about place or status or where you are in the hierarchy, because that's very a very important thing when you talk about stress and longevity. And like I said, you can do this in different ways. You need to look at where you are at the moment and where you want to be in each of these areas, and then set the change. And this might reveal something you didn't expect. And one odd thing that one of my clients discovered when I talked about when we went through this, this one was actually a guy called David. His company wasn't really functioning, and he couldn't really figure out what. So we went his company, everything, and couldn't really see what the problem was. And then we talked about all the other things around him, and then we came to his family, and all of a sudden he said something about, well, I have a disagreement with my mother-in-law. And I kind of started to dig a little in that, and after a while it appeared that he and his mother-in-law stopped talking quite a long time ago because of a disagreement. At least he thought they had a disagreement. He wasn't really sure because it was so long ago and they haven't really started talking about it again. So we discussed what he could do and decided he'd go with flowers and talk to her. And he came back after a while and he had talked to her, and she said the same thing. She didn't really know what the disagreement was, but there was something, and she hadn't dared to start talking about it. So it was more or less just a mistake or a misunderstanding. And after that, his company was fine again because he relaxed. There was something in him that he had hidden. And I think it's very interesting to see that something that is so peripheral in your life can be so important for your whole situation. And changes, when you do changes, they can all be hard to do by yourself. We are set to cheat on ourselves, and we stick the head in the sand. We check out from reality and believe we are in another world, because it can be so painful to see the truth. And you can get help from friends, but that's hard when you are a leader, because I know as a leader, you don't want to reveal your weaknesses. You might rather go to coaches, mentors, maybe to a mastermind group, or to you can go to a retreat. I believe that anyone can learn how to manage their stress in this way, and they learn to pay. And when they learn to pay attention to the signals, they can live, they can be happy, and they can smile again. And I think that Amanda, Sarah, and David are all good examples of little, small changes really making very big differences. And I'd love to come to your workplace to speak or to have workshops around this. And I do mentor lady leaders and a few men in this area where we work through these steps that I have in my program. It's 2 hours per month in a six, it's two hours per month in a six-month program. And I know I can help since I've seen stress from so many sides, from inside myself and also in all my patients and all my clients. And I've seen it over the years. But right now, I want to give you something more simple to grasp. While you think about if you want some help, I want to give you a short ebook around the information I just shared with you. It is for free, and you find it on www.stresslesstoday, in one word, stresslesstoday.com. And it will help you go through these three steps that I talked about, making the bigger changes in life. And if you need any help with this, just reach out and we can connect. And you also find my information on my website, www.askdranika.com. It's askdranika.com. So happy working and good luck. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial, and we will be back with Dr. Sorensen with some questions.
If you are a professional who feels stuck under a glass ceiling and your gifts are going to waste, then I have a special gift for you. I'm Amanda Eloesh, San Francisco's leading spiritual success mentor, and I find that many professionals who come to me feel like they've tried everything they can think of to get ahead and still hunger for more meaning and fulfillment. I can help you to reach more clients and make more money through deep spiritual awakening and medicine ceremonies. For a complimentary 60-minute exploration of how I can help you, visit eloesh.com, that's eloesh.com, and grab your Breakthrough to Success mentoring kit. It's my gift to you so you can stop struggling and start living your purpose now.
Planning an event can be difficult. With all the choices, it can be overwhelming. Do you use a big, expensive hotel conference center? Do you use an eating establishment that doesn't have the equipment you need on site to make your event successful? Are you on a tight budget? Then the space you're looking for is meetingspaceforyou.com for the Beacon Center, Las Vegas' premier meeting and conference center. At the Beacon Center, we have a simple put-it-back-the-way-you-found-it structure that will save you money on your next event. At the Beacon Center, we have over 1,300 square feet of space that makes it perfect for your next business presentation, family gathering, wedding and reception, conference, seminar, bridal or baby showers. Anytime you need the space, we have it. But at the Beacon Center, we are more than just space. We have comfortable padded chairs, a 65-inch high-resolution television, high-speed Wi-Fi, and so much more, making the Beacon Center the perfect place for your next event. Book your next event today at meetingspaceforyou.com. That's meetingspaceforyou.com for the Beacon Center, just minutes from the Strip. The Beacon Center, the space you're looking for.
Connection, love, and communication. We all have values for these words, but very few of us put them into practice. My name is Corey Johnson, and I'm a youth communication coach that works with teens and their families. You can learn more about me at CoreyJohnsonSpeaker.com. Now, no matter your age, profession, or experiences, all of us can remember a time where we felt connected, loved, and understood by our family members. At 17, I was told that I would be kicked out of my family home unless I changed. So the next day I signed up my family for family counseling. Yeah, my parents and my siblings, for a couple months of counseling. Because I believe for me to change, we would all have to go back to understanding each other. My work with youth and their families is done through private coaching, workshops, and speaking engagements at local schools. If your child or someone you know's child is struggling with depression, communication, or expressing themselves, contact me at CoreyJohnsonSpeaker.com. Now, if your child is worried about fitting into a social group, or if you personally are worried about connecting with your child or making sure they stay connected to you, contact me, CoreyJohnsonSpeaker.com. That's CoHNSON speaker, SPEAKER.com. Corey Johnson Speaker is how you can reach me. I look forward to connecting with you and servicing your family and helping out whoever I can, because all of us know what it felt like to feel loved, connected, and understood. Now, time that we start to feel like that every day. Peace and love. Take care.
Most of us experience 200 chemicals before we get to the breakfast table. Want to kick chemicals to the curb? Start with the largest organ of your body, your skin. From the banks of the Rogue River in Michigan, Flow Soap Studio has created a chemical-free soap that your body will love. Our soap is made with botanical oils, natural colors, and scented with pure essential oils. It's vegan and never tested on animals. That means no tallow from large factory slaughterhouses, no GMO oils, detergents, perfumes, or harsh sulfates. Not a single ingredient is created in a laboratory, so it's safe for the environment and amazing for your skin. Find us on Facebook at Flow Soap Studio or visit flowsoapstudio.com today and get free shipping. That's Flow, F-L-O-W, soapstudio.com.
This is Inez, your audacious living and confidence coach with InezBracy.com. Can you feel the change in the air? The change that's telling you that it's time for you to do something different with your life? Time to have the transformation to start living your dreams the way you desire? This transformation is all about you. So you sometimes feel that you don't matter because you're not doing the things that your soul and your heart is crying out for? Then if this is you, it is time to take action. It is time to take action to get clear about your future, to get some strategies to assist you in having the dream lifestyle that you desire. And it's time for you to feel the accomplishment that feels so good when you know you're really on your path. Connect with me at InezBracy.com. Click on my calendar and schedule your time to chat with me. I know that you are desiring a change and you'd like a little help. You just don't know how to get there. Be sure to schedule at InezBracy.com, schedule on my calendar, so that you will have the chat to get you started on creating that life that you know you deserve, desire, and definitely want. I am Inez, your audacious living and confidence coach.
All right, and we are back with Dr. Annika Sorensen. I always mispronounce her first name. Sorry about that. Dr. Sorensen, I'm going to get on the couch here for a second. I had a really, really bad day yesterday, and true confession here, and I sort of felt as if no one was really listening to me. I was dealing with customer service people. I was dealing with other speakers. I was dealing with everyday people. And it seemed as if no matter what I said or how I said it, nobody was actually hearing me, which really, really stresses me out, because I tend to pride myself on being clear and being direct with people. And I wound up actually kind of losing my temper, which rarely ever happens with me. One of the things I really liked about what you said is to sort of take yourself out of what you're doing right then and there and do something else. So what else should I have done?
That's a good question, because it's an everyday situation, right? I mean, not every day is such a bad day, but it's very common. And it's all about getting it up in your head that it's not your fault. This is just how it is, and you work with your mindset. That's the only way you can change it. You cannot change how other people are. You can only change yourself.
Yeah, I guess that's a really good point. I'm gonna really begin practicing what you said about breathing, taking a step back, breathing a little bit more before I react or before I act, which like I said, I don't really lose my temper very often, but yesterday was just really one of those days where I felt like, okay, no one's listening. I felt really, and this was really interesting, I felt powerless and helpless, which is unusual for me. Is that common amongst people when they're really stressed out, that they feel kind of helpless and powerless?
Absolutely. And it's also when you start getting that feeling, you expect it. Then the next meeting you have, you kind of expect that it's not going to work. And the more you get of that, the more you get. Because something in you is acting differently because you expect not to be listened to. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do, and I can tell you that today I'm having a different outlook on yesterday. I'm sort of processing, you know, everything that happened. I certainly feel a lot better, a lot calmer. And so I feel like a little bit more in control. One of the things I don't like is feeling like I don't have any control over, the situation, which, again, is usually kind of a rare thing for me. Dealing with, and I deal with a lot of, I deal with a lot of speakers and a lot of different personalities. Do you have any tips in terms of dealing with difficult people or dealing with really, really strong personalities?
I don't have any specific tips for them, because it's all about everything is in your mind, and it's about you being clear and secure in what you do, because they are going to eat you if they feel that you have less power than them, and that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there is a thing that you can kind of, you cannot just have it go away.
Okay. So tell everyone where they can locate you if they want to schedule anything, and if you have an offer that you want to make, feel free to do that.
Yeah. I did in my talk, I talked about if anyone want to connect with me, you go to my website, www.askdranika.com, askdranika.com. There is a page for connection. So, and I get all those emails, so that's an easy way. And if they want, it's a very small PDF about the big work that I talked about, not those simple tips for the moment, but the other big work. They can go to stresslesstoday.com. It's one word, stresslesstoday.com, and get the little PDF. And also from there, they can connect with me.
anyone who wants to listen to the repeat of this particular program, that'll be on Dr. Sorensen's Facebook page as well later on today. So you can tune in, connect with her directly if you have any questions, and really learn how to kind of manage stress, which I think, you know, in these days, this is going to be really important for all of us, I think. So, Dr. Sorensen, thank you for being on the Coaching Hour. I really appreciate it. And listen, please come back and talk to us again, okay?
Thank you very much. I'd love to. I as you said, this is a big problem. This is worldwide, and it's getting more and more and more. And it is easy to do it if you do it right.
Absolutely. Okay, sounds good. Listen, thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. And I know it's almost 9 o'clock where you are, 9 p.m. where you are. Get some rest, and we'll talk with you soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to hear from a couple of our sponsors, and then I'll have some final thoughts.
Startup Founders. Are you looking for resources, space, mentors, service providers? Visit us.techcode.com. Is your company growing, and are you ready to access new markets? Overseas, China, Europe, North America? Visit us.techcode.com. Are you a mentor or service provider that are interested in access to startups in incubators or accelerators throughout the world? Visit us.techcode.com.
Okay, and that's the Coaching Hour. We are going to be back on our regular schedule with our regular programming on June 14th, and we'll have all new guests, which I'm really excited about. In the meantime, if you happen to be in the San Francisco Bay Area, I'm doing my annual Small Business Empowerment Conference. It's going to be a TechCode. That's going to be June the 6th and the 7th. Tickets are online. You can always send me an instant message or an email through the website or email me directly, awil267487@aol.com, and I will send you the link, and you click on the link, pay for your tickets, and you're done. That's going to be in Mountain View, June the 6th and the 7th, and so I hope that you are able to join us. In the meantime, I'm Tony Wilkins. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk with you soon.